I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Private Parts. Still here with the beautiful, the lovely Zara Larson.
Hey, hey.
Oh, what's happening? You said you're at your parents' house. Are mm-hmm. you guys in lockdown at the moment?
Well, we don't really have that. We haven't had that once since everything with, like, COVID happened.
Wait, and you're not all dead? What?
we kind of are. I mean, a lot of old people. How many people died so far in Sweden? No. Like 9,000, which is it's quite a large number. That's considering that we're like 9 million people. But I do think people are still very scared. I just had it over New Year's. I was fine.
How were you? Were you okay?
I was all right. I'm just getting back my sense of taste and smell. But I think, yeah. So, I don't even like eating that much. And eating without any taste was just... I just ate chips or crisps.
Was it easier to eat healthy?
Kinda.
Wait, hang on, Zara. Wait, you don't really like eating?
What? No, I know. It's weird. It's just like the chewing and swallowing is like, okay, let's move on. Like, let's do
something fun. Do you like smoothies?
I do love, like, I like the small bites because I like the taste of things. But I don't, you know, okay. Like my friends.
Like sushi.
Sushi, love. You know, and I like, I just really appreciate a good taste of something, or like
peanuts.
A nice texture. Peanuts. Why not?
God, do you know what? You wouldn't like British food then, because British food is a bit like pies and shepherd's pies and like shepherd's big things. Yeah, it is. It's like shepherd's pie and fish and chips. It's like
I do
big
like fish and chips. Everything fried. Give me that.
Oh yeah,
like French fries,
and I'll have it.
French fries.
love French fries.
Oh, I love French fries.
What were we saying? I feel like I said something.
You were saying about
onion
COVID.
Rings? Onion rings?
Love onion rings.
Cross is just, we're just going to name you foods for the rest of the night. You like cheese? Because I hope you like cheese.
Love cheese. Have you had a fried
Oreo? Do you like fried mozzarella?
A fried Oreo? Oh. What's that? What's a fried Oreo?
It's where you take an Oreo and you fry it.
Oh, obviously.
Come on, Jamie. It was in the name.
That was the dumbest question I think I've ever asked.
It's very, like, southern.
Oh, I want to try one of those. But, like, really, I mean, you can fry anything. I don't know if you ever tried a fried Mars bar.
Oh, I haven't, but I would love to because it sounds delicious.
Yeah, they do those up in...
Hey, but sorry, you were saying, so you got COVID, your sense of smell and taste is coming back. There's people in Sweden are still concerned about it. But were you concerned for your parents at all or anyone like that? Or was it all
I think
okay?
My parents would have been fine. I was mostly scared of my grandma. So I haven't seen her basically for the whole year because I'm just scared of like having it and like not knowing it. Maybe I wouldn't show symptoms. So we haven't really seen each other. But then it was her birthday, the 27th of December. So we were like, fuck it. We're going to see her because she's old. She's like 88. So... if we are not seeing her now, and she's been by herself the whole year, honestly, I don't want her to die alone. At least she can die, like, with seeing us. You know what I mean?
Also, you know, in her final, final year or, you know, years, you know, she that's what she wants, right, is to see her family.
Yeah.
So we were
like, let's go see her. And she was down for that. So we did go see her. And then on the way back, I was like, I feel a little sick.
No!
Yeah. So we gave Grandma Corona. She...
Oh my god.
Happy birthday. Here's some COVID.
Here's some COVID.
But you know what's funny?
We didn't have time to wrap it.
We were super worried, but she's like this, like, I don't know what she got in her veins, but she was like, nah, I'm fine. Like, she was fine. She didn't get sick at all. Yeah. She's like, cancer, don't care, whatever, bye. Like, the swine flu, don't care, whatever, bye. Corona, like, don't care. Like,
the swine flu's old school, going real back to swine flu.
She's had all of it, and she is, like, still alive and thriving. So I feel really guilty, but...
That's how the immune system works.
Yeah. I guess.
You know, you battle test it and then you're stronger against.
Hey, Zara, we got to talk about your music because, you know, you are, this is why people know and love you, and you're just an incredibly talented musician. And, you know, as I said, you went on Sunday Brunch and you performed in Sunday Brunch, and your voice is spectacular.
Thanks.
You know, and you did a little.
Sorry, I just have to beautiful. Say that was the door who closed. It sounded like a fart, but it was.
I didn't hear it.
Opening. Okay.
Did you just fart on our podcast? Sarah Larson, you just farted on our podcast.
Sorry, guys.
Jamie.
Didn't mean to.
That's what you did. I said this to my. I've told this before, but I'll tell you, Zara, when I was first going out with my girlfriend, I was in bed and I really needed a fart. And I was like, I don't really know what to do right now. Mm. And so I leant to the edge of the bed and I farted.
Yeah.
And it was a fart, which you probably won't know, but I definitely know, which is, goes a bit like that. Anyway, my girlfriend sat up in bed.
Oh, I don't know that. Never had that. Don't
you've
know.
You never heard that one. Anyway, my girlfriend sat up in bed and said, "What's that?" I said, "What's what?" She said, "What was that noise?" And I went, "I don't know what noise." And she said, "That noise, what was it?" And I went, "I don't know." She said, "What was it?" And I said, "I don't know, it's midnight. What do you think it was?" She goes, "Who's sweeping leaves outside?"
Have you seen that video of a girl? She's super young. She's like 8 or something. She's a kid. And she does this little closet tour. And then she farts. And just like that, she pretends. She's like, "Did you hear that? I think it's a ghost in my closet." And she plays it off so well.
I did, like, yes, I did that.
That's a ghost.
I did that. I was so I was doing a dancing TV show big at end of last year. And when I met these people the first time, they were telling me this dance move, and I did a dance move and I farted. Anyway, I landed and I said to them, "I'm so sorry about that." And they went, "Sorry about what?" And I went, "Oh, that, you didn't hear me?" And they said, what happened? I said, "Oh, sorry, I farted, but you didn't hear me, so now I just told you about it."
I love the honesty, though. Appreciate that.
Yeah, just so honest about it. But you released a lot of songs.
Yes.
Well, not a lot, but a few songs last year, and you're releasing it. Is it right to say you've got a song, Talk About Love?
That's right, that's correct.
That's right, look at that, research done, tick, tick. Tick, tick, tick. How do you, with all of your music, how do you get, because you've written so much, you performed since you were 10 years old.
Yeah.
How do you get the kind of passion and, you know, the novelty and the kind of newness and innovative stuff in music? How do you keep writing new things and coming up with new stuff?
I think it's just...
So that was a really long-winded way of me just asking a simple question.
Wait, how do you write new songs in summary?
I always just said novelty. I don't know
why. How do you get that novelty in the song? How do you get that newness? The new feel to it.
I was just
stuff.
Googling words that sounded good.
Yeah.
Thesaurus.
How do I keep myself inspired?
How do you, what's your process for writing a new song?
So I think just like with anything, I think it's just sometimes, I mean, when you listen to the songs, it's a lot about love, very easy to be inspired by that. And I do think sometimes you can write a song about the same things a million times and there's still a million different songs. But I do take a lot of inspiration from my friends in their lives, because my life is so drama free. Nothing's going on. I have like.
But that's way better. You don't want a life filled with drama.
No,
what the hell?
I know. My life used to be very, very that? Dramatic until one day where I was like, this is not fun. I don't want this.
Wait, is that in terms of a I don't want this. See, like, is that in terms
it's
of relationships?
Because people watch movies and they're like, wow, that looks so cool. How that's
right.
so dramatic.
Oh,
I want
stressful.
That.
Just everything. Friends, boyfriends. Like, I think the most dramatic. I was also a very, very bad teenager. So my life was quite dramatic from like 15 to, I would say, like 19. That's why I was like really bad. And then
in terms of what? What do you mean bad?
I was just not a very nice teenager. Like, I would hate to have myself as a kid.
Naughty.
Very naughty.
You were quite naughty.
Very naughty. And then I just grew up a bit. I think my brain just
boys
developed.
Boys.
Boys. A lot of sneaking out. A lot of like
sneaking out.
Being bad to my parents.
Yeah, do you know what? Sorry, I'm gonna. I was the same. I think where you probably had the same scenario as me, where because you're a sender,
because
you
were a pop star.
Yeah, because I was a pop star as well. So we're so similar. Our lives were so similar at that age. But you know, I think I was always thinking I was right and not agreeing with my parents and thinking they were totally against me always.
100%.
And so I was, yeah,
always
I think
right.
that. And then you realize how much of a douchebag you've been in
now
your
I'm
teenage
obsessed
years.
With my parents. Yeah. It's not uncommon for me to. I'm also very scared of death. Not really myself dying. I'm also scared of that, but mostly like people around me dying. It like freaks me out. So sometimes it's definitely like a peer. Sometimes I get into that feeling and then I get out of it for a few months and then I get into it for a few months. But like I sometimes call my mom like four times a week just sobbing. Like, I can't believe you're gonna die. Like, it's so dark. But like, one
I know
day,
what's
that
But
will
it's
happen.
So good to be aware of that so you can remember to be, like, cherish
so
every
shit.
Moment with them.
I know, but I don't, like, feel super guilty that I was, like, have been rude to my parents. That's how I would still get into it, but not at that, like, disrespectful level. Do you know what I mean?
I get it. Do you know what's really good for that is going to your 88-year-old grandma with COVID. That's always
splendid.
A good thing to get
yes.
over the fear. I know what will get over this fear. I'm going to go and see my grandma.
Oh,
this is a really
gosh.
Good idea.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But I know what you mean. But so you had this sort of drama and things like that. You know, you can respond to this. You don't have to. Are you in a relationship at the moment?
Yes, very happy one.
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
Oh, see, there. But isn't it?
Is
true?
He that? Is it that the chap who was there helping with the sound?
No, it's not. That would have been very offensive.
Yeah.
You're so right. The word efficient couldn't have been even better.
Yeah.
It would be so efficient.
So efficient. Unfortunately, no. But no, I'm super happy. And like, I also realized that I'm still very young, but like, love doesn't have, love doesn't equal, or sorry, passion doesn't equal like chaos. Or being toxic and like breaking up twice a week, getting back. Like, that's not passion.
Yes.
That's just being really annoying and like.
That's actually, yeah.
But also, can I just say this? I don't think this isn't like, I watched the movies and like people would fight and argue and then you would have this like wicked like makeup sex.
Right.
That's never happened.
Nah,
that is
if you
never...
piss me off, don't touch me. Like, Like, don't even look
near
at
me. Okay, what do you do? I don't understand where you suddenly, they go like, oh, all I want to do is have sex. No. I'm like, get away.
It's like the
No, because thing. Movies aren't real.
Maybe, yeah.
Don't say that. Don't say that. You're saying the Wizard of Oz is not real? That is crazy.
No, that is real.
But it's true. But it's. I think your rights are, you know, especially, I got told this actually, which is so true. And, you know, for many years, I struggled with the idea of monogamy and like being in relationships and stuff like this. Because I thought, oh my God, but there's a whole world out there of like people. Surely that's the way. Well, why would you settle for one thing if you...
I've got to share this with everyone. Right.
I've just got to... Listen.
It's a crime to just give it to one person.
But I thought that... You know, it wasn't about monogamy and things like that. And then what I realized is actually when you have that base in that relationship, especially with family or in a loving relationship, you can go and explore and do whatever you want, but you can return back to this safety net, which is really important, really nice. I think. Do you agree with that?
I support, like, because I think when it comes to, like, being in a relationship and stuff, really, for me, having, like, one-night stands doesn't really do anything because also that sex is not going to be great from, like, experience. Mm. One night stands, like, no. We don't even know each other. Not great.
Doesn't make you feel good.
It doesn't.
In the end.
I still like to flirt. And I think, again, coming back to, like, me want to, like, be validated at all times, I think it's fun to, like, flirt with people. But I also know that while I can get your attention and we can have, like, we can laugh and whatever, but it doesn't have to be more than that because that's, like, what I appreciate anyways if I'm going to go out and like get attention from someone, then I can get that, but also knowing like you are not going to be better than the guy I already have who I actually love. I think also that's what I like to write about. I don't really do a lot of love songs, like I love you so much. It's more like you see someone and you catch their attention, or like the attraction is really exciting to write about. I think it's quite hard to write like love songs about being like super in love. It's more like, hey, you want to fuck? Yeah. That's basically what my
Hey, because
but that's actually the stuff that sells, right? That's the stuff, the titillating moment of attraction, right? That people actually
want. Then it doesn't have to be that, or you don't have to do that, but it's like fun to play with the thought of that, I think, because that's the most exciting part. Really, like the actual act is like, I don't know.
Yes, I agree with you. No, listen, that is totally it. It's so funny because it is. And a lot of people, you know, talk about, they go, love is all this and all that. But actually, when maybe people do sort of fall in love, but you know, people when they first meet, you kind of just meet this person and you both think, God, I would just, or one person thinks, you know, you just want to have sex with that person. Mm. You think this would be great to have sex. And then that becomes more and more as it goes on, right? But the initial kind of attraction is like, God, I would, you know, I'm really attracted to this person. Because you don't know anything about them, right? Yeah. And sometimes it can grow. But when you first meet a stranger, I think that sort of happens.
So you're saying you don't want to have sex with strangers?
I just sit on the tube and go, God, I'd love to have sex with that person.
Maybe Spanish.
With their little hats. What did you say? You said they had little hats? but I agree. I think that's but also, you know, you what's interesting about you is that, and I think, you know, you're 23 years old and it's still like a really young age to be, but you've sort of lived a life already, right? You've lived like more than most people have experienced. And wait, that doesn't make any sense, does it?
I know what
you've lived
mean,
more than
though.
Most. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've lived more than most people have experienced.
Love the big word. You are very smart. You're very, very smart.
Thank you. I feel very smart today. I feel very smart right now.
Must be the hat.
But it
keeping
is
those brains warm.
Right. What I meant to say is that you've experienced more than a lot of people have experienced in a lifetime. And so that, do you think that matures you as an individual?
Yeah, I do. Doesn't necessarily have to be that, because also I think it's like a very good middle ground from, like, I'm not Justin Bieber famous. You know what I mean? It's not, when you get to that level, I think it could also turn you...
Wait, what are you doing on our podcast?
We thought you were Justin Bieber famous.
Sorry, I'm really, really sorry I'm not. But when you get to that level, it's like it could almost make you less mature because you'll never no. You know, you can do whatever the fuck you want. You're like filthy rich. You know, so maybe you never grow up.
Sounds
that.
Awful.
And it's like what he's been talking about.
But I wouldn't want that.
Oh, right. but I think at the end of the day, it might make you a less fulfilled person. Yeah.
You might have fun for
the time being. But at the end, you know, I feel like now, just speaking of him, I don't know why I said specifically Justin Bieber, but now he's like also come to a point where I feel like he's matured because he realizes that it isn't everything. But I feel like I had a really good middle ground of like also staying with people that I've known for since I started. I have the same people around me, the same band, the same friends, my family's super supportive. Like the support system has kept me very humble.
It's good to have like a constant like that.
Yeah, I think so. And they will
That's just great loyalty. Hey, listen, sorry. We've
got to do the answer to the question of the week.
Yes, the answer.
We've also got to just quickly say, you know, we can obviously follow you on Instagram and Spotify. We can get all your music. Have you got anything really exciting for 2021 that's coming up?
My album's coming out March 5th, Poster Girl. It's going to be splendid.
Great.
Very fun. Yes. Super.
Can we get a signed record?
Yeah, I'll send you. Obviously.
That sounded so fake.
Oh yeah,
yeah, I'll send you. Shall I give you my address?
I'll send you guys. Totally. Of course I will. You can get the physical. You even have like a mini poster in the physical.
Are you based in Stockholm?
Yeah.
Look, Francis, you can't start another conversation when we realise it has to end. This is the point. Francis, let's have the answer to the question.
So we come to Stockholm, you'll show us around.
Absolutely. Definitely.
Okay, great.
Thanks, Zara. Right. Hey, listen, what's the answer to the question of the week, Francis?
The answer, well, the question of the week was, what is above the Supreme Court? You said, Jamie, what did you say?
I said Abraham Lincoln's ashes.
Abraham's ancient.
And Zara said a trapped eagle.
In a suite. It lives a good life.
A caged eagle. Which is actually a metaphor.
Right.
For the current state. All right. Well, okay. So the answer is actually a basketball court.
Stop.
Oh.
Really?
Okay.
So there was a nice. Yeah, there's a full-size basketball court above the Supreme Court.
Interesting. That wasn't at all what I thought.
So that's the actual Supreme Court because it's above the Supreme Court.
And it's very, very good.
Basketball.
Hey, Zara Larson, listen, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. When I met you at Sunday Brunch, the one you remember, it was epic meeting you then. Thanks for going to the podcast. And listen, you're just great. So I wish you all the success.
I loved that episode.
Thanks.
You were a great guest, Zara.
Yeah, I had super fun. I don't want it to end, but life goes on.
It has to, I'm sorry.
It has to. So don't worry. Hey, Zara, listen, what we like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Oh, what? Okay.
Anything at all.
You know what? I'm going to do like this makeup tutorial and I saw my highlighter broke, which is very sad because my favorite highlighter. And then I thought, whatever, it still works. And that means that you can shine even when you're broken.
There we go. Zara Larson, you hero. Love that. You can shine even. Everybody, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.